Afternoon, one and all. Scotty K, London taxi driver, anti-EU campaigner, back again with my view from the cap. Today, hopefully, we should know the date of the EU referendum. The Cameron Juncker stage show is finally coming to an end. Hopefully, our membership will be coming to an end soon too. If you was to look at the EU now, would you seriously want to join it? Unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats running the show, accounts not being signed off for 19 years, corruption and waste, jobs for the boys, along with bumper pay, perks and gold-plated pensions, the migrant crisis, and so on. And let's not forget Greece last year. Possibly a situation we will see again soon in Portugal, with its debt levels at 130% of GDP, and Italy, who hold almost a third of the entire Eurozone's bad debt. Not looking good, is it? No wonder there is a surge in support in Wales to leave the EU. 45% as opposed to 37% who wish to stay in. And all the staying in lobby can do is a bit of cheap, unfounded scaremongering. Trade tariffs will be imposed, flights will be dearer, etc. Now, I'm no economist, but every day I read about a big multinational company pledging to stay in Britain, whatever the outcome. Those who want to throw us into the EU might not like Britain and what it stands for, but it's clear big business does. As for the trade tariffs, we import twice as much from the EU as to what we export to it. It ain't going to happen. And if it does, then there's nothing to stop us countering it, which will then mean we will be quids in. If we pull out of the EU, then you can be sure too that the euro will fall in value, meaning cheaper holidays and flights. Yes. This could even help the EU by meaning their exports will be more attractive to buy and more money from tourism going into those countries that desperately need it. There is talk of another global crash coming. If we emerge ourselves into an EU superstate, I see it more likely to happen than if we stay outside of it. Open borders and free movement, one of the pillars of the EU, doesn't appear to be much of a success either. Over 700 convictions a week in British courts involve EU migrants, with Poles and Romanians topping the list, a rise of 40% in 5 years. We must be saving those countries' prison systems and court systems an absolute fortune, especially as only around 13% of them actually get deported. Anyway, it seems now, at last, the Leave campaigns are finally getting their act together and are coming together under the Grassroots Out or Go movement. It looks to be the bridge between Leave EU and Vote Leave, with politicians from all sides and an extensive database of grassroots campaigners to help promote their message on the streets. I will actually be speaking as a messenger at their London event tonight in front of 2,000 people. So please, please, please click on their website or Facebook page and get yourselves involved. Even if it's just posting a few leaflets in your street, helping out on street stalls, or even giving a pound or two. This is the most important decision to be made in a lifetime. Let's make sure Britain makes the right choice. Right, I'm off to get ready. So bye for now, look after yourselves, and be lucky.